Hi, kids. This is Miss Carol, and I'm about to read a sports dodgeball article. It was published Monday, August 13th of 2018, and it was written by Ian, who writes for the Pasadena Post News. So it is about dodgeball, and Ian has drawn a picture of a great ball that's got a face on it, and the face looks tough and mean. He has a snarl on his face, kind of like this. So it's really a good picture, Ian, and it shows me that dodgeball is fierce. So here is the article. Dodgeball is no longer just a game for school gyms. It is also a competitive sport now. This past weekend at the Dodgeball World Cup, players were dipping, diving, and ducking all over the court. One of the players from Canada had said that it was exciting and great seeing people's reaction, knowing that dodgeball was an official competitive sport. All this was on display at the World Dodgeball Association's second tournament. There were 13 different countries competing in men's, women's, and mixed competition. 10 teams each contested for the ultimate title. Dodgeball has grown ever since 2013. There were 35 countries competing, all from different continental federations back then. In the present, it has grown to over 62 countries. That is extremely satisfying. Can you believe on how much people are actually enjoying this competitive sport? It really is great hearing that there are almost 67 million participants worldwide. That statement shocked me. Signed, Ian. Well, this is what I think. That is news to me. I did not know that. I had no idea that dodgeball was such a big sport. I personally have not seen dodgeball on TV. It sounds from what Ian is saying that that could come in the near future. So I do remember playing it in school when I was very young, and I always thought it was kind of fun, but I never wanted to get hit with the ball because that hurt. Have you ever played dodgeball? Well, that's all for now. Bye-bye.